Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Are you feeling burned out or finding it hard to focus on your goals? Or are you in transition? Well, you're not alone. We all need to activate our superpowers. These are the internal strengths and abilities we all already have but don't use all the time. Superpowers can be cultivated, and they include empathy, love, intuition, courage, and more. As always, this episode is brought to you by Well Woman Life, a global community of women living our best lives. Whether it's your health, relationships, your money, or making an impact in your community and the world, Well Woman Life has you covered. You've made a commitment to not settle, to use your voice, and to live your best life. Well Woman Life offers annual memberships, workshops, and retreats to support you. Check out wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join our growing community. Now back to the show. Welcome to the Well Woman Show. I have Suchinta Abhiratna here with us today. I'm so excited to talk to you.
And me too. It's a mutual. Thank you.
Yes. So Suchinta, I want to introduce you to the audience. You have experienced, studied, practiced, and taught energy healing since 1995, so over 20 years. And you developed your own transformational self-care system called the Creative Holistic Integration System, and it integrates a variety of energy healing tools and processes that actually helped you heal your own health challenges, including cancer and stroke. So that's amazing. I definitely want to hear about that, and the listeners will too. And Suchinta, you were born and raised in Sri Lanka and immigrated to the US in 1971. So I want to give you a great big warm welcome to the Well Woman Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Okay, I feel like I have so much to talk to you about. First of all, I met you with one of the most amazing women I've ever met, Judy Norsegian, who's the founder, one of the founders of Our Bodies, Ourselves and the Boston Women's Collective, and just has been a true leader in women's health and rights. And she brought you to my retreat last year.
Oh, what a amazing event that was. Yeah, I was very pleased to have been. That was about 2 months after I had a stroke. So I think I was still with my walk.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I met you there, and then we've continued to stay in touch, and I'm just fascinated by what you've developed and what you're sharing with the world. So I want to start by just digging in a little bit to who you are. And I know your name carries a lot of story and history for you and your life and your family. Can you talk about your name?
Sure. Well, you know, I was given my name, I think it was my father who chose the name, and it's Suchinta means pure consciousness, and Abhiratna, which is my family of origin name, means I guess a gem that makes you fearless.
Wow. so that's a lot to live up to.
Oh, and my married name is Vijay Surya, which means the victorious sun, S-U-N, sun. So, yeah.
Wow. So you have a lot of to live up to in all of that, don't you? Do you feel that?
think I do. I think the name, when I was a little, I really didn't like the name because it was very very uncommon, even in Sri Lanka. So it was always mispronounced, and they always call me something other than Suchinta. And then I kind of didn't like it, but then I definitely have grown into it, I think.
Yes, and it seems very aligned with the work that you are doing in the world, which I definitely want to talk to you about. I usually start off asking my guests, you know, what are you working on and how does it impact the lives of women?
Oh, my goodness. Well, women tend to have this sort of thing about not recognizing. I love that you guys have like the superpower thing. Because I think we don't realize how incredibly powerful we are. And not just we are now, but we always have been. And I'm quite sure that we always will be. What I feel and how I feel I serve women is in the work that I do. It's actually more educational, like teaching people to find the superpower within themselves that can enable them to heal and transform and be who they came here to be. So it's definitely, I mean, most of my clients and students are women.
And do you, when you say find that superpower, do you sort of treat it like one superpower, or are there many in your work, or how does that work?
I mean, there's many, because in order to sort of care for and heal and transform yourself, you need, like, you have to pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
But the one that people like have, well, it's men and women, I have to say, don't realize is that we have, like, when we are sent these challenges, we give away our power to people like doctors or whoever. Not that there's a place for that, but there's so much more that you can do for yourself. And my life has been so an experience of finding that, you know, that power in myself. Regardless of what comes along, I've always been able to find the thing within me that can help me pull out of it.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because with the Well Woman Life transformational framework that I developed, and I actually presented it at the retreat that you were at, I talk about four stages of the Well Woman life cycle. And in each stage, there is one major superpower that needs to be activated in order to move through that stage. And then there are tools that you can use in order to activate that superpower. And so the four superpowers, just for the listeners as a refresher, are awareness, intuition, action, and love. And, or acceptance, I call it, but it's really love. And so let me say that again, awareness, intuition, action, and acceptance. And I feel like your tools for self-care, I mean, self-care is such a huge part of what we talk about with Well Woman Life. And sometimes it becomes really vague and ambiguous and sort of like, well, you know, what exactly are we talking about? And you provide really concrete tools that can be used to activate these four superpowers that I'm talking about in the Well Woman Life Cycle. And you lay it out in your own book that I would love for you to share, you know, how you came up with that your transformational system and if you would like, you know, describe it.
Okay, well, I sort of started on this healing journey I started studying Reiki because my, every joint in my body was just hurt. And this went on for years, and allergies, and I mean, you name it, I was sneezing and itching and coughing and all of that. And finally, I was like, I need to do something. And I was living in Israel. I had just arrived in Israel. My husband used to work for U.S., the Agency for International Development, USAID. And I was also at the time working as a contractor for USAID. So I arrived there, and within the first week of getting there, literally this person came to the door inviting me to come and experience come to the Kabbalah Center. And honestly, it was like something out of the, like biblical. And when he said that, I had just arrived, I had just been to a gallery, and every piece of art that I was drawn to was Kabbalistic art. And I was so freaked out, my knees went weak. But it was too freaky to even like follow up. So then I ended up like 3 months later, got a job with USA. The Kabbalah Center was 2 blocks away from where the office was. So I was like, okay, no turning back from here. And everything was in Hebrew, and I had taken Hebrew classes. And I was able to go and, when I asked them, what do they have in English? The only thing they had was Reiki. And I was like, oh, I had just heard the word from somebody like 2 months before that. And I said, okay, yeah, I'm signing up for that. And so I did. So I was, I used to work in Gaza, in the West Bank, and with the Palestinians. It was a really interesting job. and it was a very interesting time in the history of that region. Anyhow, there we were, and I went to the Reiki class, and basically for the first time in years, I was able to sit at work on the way I would do Reiki on myself. And I could actually get through the day without taking, I wasn't taking any hard, pain drugs or anything. But I was living on Tylenol and things like that. For the first time in many, many years, I was able to go through the day without pain and all of that. This was the beginning of the journey. But then after about 5.5 years in Israel, I came back. When I came back to the States, that's when I was hit with cancer. And 3 years later, a stroke in 2013, at least in, when was it, in 2003. So this whole thing with the self-care came about because that's what I had to do. Healing it had to come from within me. And I realized that nobody else could help me as well as I could help myself. And then down the road, in 2003, I had a very, very minor stroke, a hemorrhagic stroke, and I basically 2 days later walked out of the hospital. This is in Virginia. I was living in Virginia at the time. And, when you take matters into your own hand, help shows up. It's when we doubt and then we just give away our power, then you lose it. But if you're willing to, to jump in, people, and I mean, I got through cancer with the help of an intuitive. Because I was like, no, I'm not putting poison in my body and the thing is, it was very early. And this intuitive woman basically could actually see into my body, tell me what was going on, and help me discern what I needed to do. And I used probably less than 5 ounces of a herb that had been used by Native Americans to clean the blood and so on. 3 months later, I was fine, and I have been fine ever since. So, you know, so it just took that little step of courage to say, you know, this sounds really crazy, but I'm going to go with it, because there's something little, there's a little something inside of me that's saying, yeah, do it. And yeah, that's kind of been the thing. And okay, and about the book, I wrote the book because I felt that, especially, you know, women, but some men as well, the women tend to be helping other people, taking care of our kids, taking care of, you know, if we're teachers, or, like whatever we do, we always seem to put other people before ourselves. And I said, the golden rule doesn't say love yourself, love your neighbor better than yourself. Because if you don't love yourself and you don't care of take care of yourself, you can't do as good a job with the other people that you're working with. So that's why I specifically focused it for caregivers. I mean, not you know, people who are taking care of sick people or anything, them included, but yeah, but it's, I think, for all of us. And it, I think I wrote it for myself.
Yeah, we usually do that, don't we? Yeah, we tend to create what we need in the world. And so you probably did write that for yourself, but it turns out that it's very good for other people too. So very briefly, I just want to say that, so the book is Self-Care for Caregivers. And as you just said, the way you define caregiver,
it's self-care tools. And the reason why I focused it on the tools is that these, the self-care tools, are the ones we are kind of, you know, we're born with, we're hardwired with them. Most of the time, we don't know we have them. So, like, you can't use what you don't have. And even if you know you have them, unless you're, you know, particularly intuitive and you kind of figure this out yourself, you may not know how to use them. And because we are hardwired with them, it is so simple. It just takes minutes. So it's like using your, you know, using visualization and nothing that somebody else puts in your head, but, you know, something that you can do for yourself. You know, just using your hands and your voice and things that we just have that we just don't know. I mean, we're never taught these things. And so I kind of took it on myself to, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of study around the energy healing and stuff. I have my doctorate. It's a doctorate in holistic theology, but it was really focused on health. Actually, from everything I gathered from that experience of and the really in-depth study of both energy healing and energy medicine, as well as transpersonal and transformational psychology, that was sort of, those are the things that I was focused on. I have to say, I have a superpower of being able to take like seemingly complicated things and presenting them very simply. Mm. It comes really easy. And so the tools are basically the first part of the thing, the things that I can teach in a book and people easily practice. But there's another part, which is the deeper stuff, the emotional and the, you know, there's emotional, ancestrally, there's a lot of stuff. And the second part of the book, basically are stories from people who have experienced this. And, you know, because it's a little bit too complex to try in a book. So the second part is what people have to come. And the second part is the processes. The tools are, we already have. The processes are things that I've developed and, you know, and people can then learn through workshops. I do it online. I do it in person. I'm in Santa Fe, so I can work out of my home as well.
And so it's called Self self-care tools for caregivers. And as you said earlier, you define caregivers very broadly, which is how we define it on the Well Woman Show. You know, women are caring for all kinds of people. It's not just the traditional narrow definition of caregiver. And so it's available online, and we'll put the link in the show notes at the end. And Suchinta, I want to move into the segment called Superpowers for Success and ask you a few questions that I always ask my guests. The first question is, what does success in life mean for you?
For me, I think success, you know, I've sort of gotten past that point in my life where, you know, the career and all of that. I've had all of that as a Montessori teacher. Then I went on to be, so that part for me right now at this point in my life, it is really being able to fulfill what I feel is my purpose in life right now. I feel like I've looked death in the face so many times and, like, you know, gone beyond that. And I think there's a reason why I'm hanging in here at 66. And so for me, the success for me is to see myself getting through these challenges and also to see other people getting through the challenges. I mean, honestly, that has so much joy for me. You know, when I share something and somebody takes it and runs with it and then totally transforms their life, to me, I consider that right now is my success.
And Suchinta, when did you know you were really good at what you do?
Oh my God. I think I'm primarily a teacher. And so, like, from the time from kindergarten, I'd come home and I'd like teach my dolls. And then I was a Montessori teacher, and I could tell, and I love that system because it allowed me to be who I am, and it allowed the kids, you know, to explore and not be stuck in a seat and all of that. And I could see that allowing them to explore and, you know, express themselves was really, I knew. It's wonderful because, you know, my first students are like in their 50s, like early 50s now. And they're still in touch quite a bit. And they remember things that I have long forgotten, but they remember things that I did with them at that point. And it wasn't numbers and letters or anything, but like part of it, it was like small little things that helped them, you know, do something that they didn't think that they could do. And so I think I'm still like that with people. And I love, honestly, I just am really, really, I just love sharing information and supporting people, you know, on this healing journey. So, yeah, I'm just doing it at a later stage in my life and the people that I'm serving.
So you have, you know, had this thread throughout your life of being a teacher, and now you're fulfilling your sole purpose as a teacher of your transformational system and your tools and your process. So really it was there all the time. It's just that it's shown up in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always been in this kind of role of sharing information. And it's not actually just teaching my system, but it's really like helping people or helping women find that creative part of themselves that can serve them. Being, you know, in just being the best person that they can be. So, yeah, that's it. It's not just the system, but it's just seeing that transition take place in them.
Okay. The next question we might have already covered, but let me ask it. What superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
I think it was, first of all, it was like this compassion, this ability to connect with people. I think I've always had that. And I really saw that much around the world. And, you know, no matter what, I was able to connect with people in this empowering kind of way. So that was the first one. The other one was this ability to share information in different ways, whether it was for healing or whether it was learning to, you know, read and write and do math or whatever. So it was this ability to share information.
And Suchinda, what advice would you give your 25-year-old self?
Okay. I would say to believe in myself, to listen to that inner voice. That's what I didn't do at 25, that I most fairly recently started doing, is listen to that inner voice and trust it. And the voice is coming from the heart.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Like, it takes us so long to figure that out. And actually, it was there all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Suchinda, do you identify as a feminist?
Oh, yeah. Yes. for years, I've been working in women's health. That's how I know.
Can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Better.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's how I know Julie from, because I was living in the Philippines, teaching childbirth education and breastfeeding and all of that at that time, having given birth to my second child at home. So I connected with the Health Book Collective when they came. Judy was pregnant with Kira, but they came, Norma and Judy's mom, Agnes, came to the Philippines and I hosted them. And that was the beginning of this amazingly beautiful relationship. We're practically family now.
Yeah. Okay. And last question, what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
Oh my gosh. What's on my nightstand is a book called, it's about brain retraining, and it's called, I forget the title. And the crazy thing is that one of the sensitivities that I have is to paper. Don't even ask. Paper, which means I have to wear gloves. I have to wear leather gloves to read. I'm doing this very, very, you know, slowly. But it's about, it's called Wiring. And it's about retraining the limbic system to not give your body these crazy, you know, messages that it's giving, and to retrain it, to retrain your brain. That's actually the sort of the DVD course I'm following now. It's called Retrain. It's the Dynamic Neural Retraining System, where. And I just started last week, and this to help me get through the electromagnetic field sensitivity and these other crazy sensitivities that I've developed months after I had the stroke. I've got pretty much gotten over the stroke right now, but this has come up later, and so that So I'm really involved in that right now, and it's just. I have to practice. It's all about practice. It's about giving these messages to your brain.
Okay. Yeah. And if you send me the name of the book that you're reading, we'll put it in the show notes for the listeners so they can link to it.
I will. And the name of the author is.
That's okay. Just send it later. And we will put all of the links to your book and to the things we talked about in the show notes for listeners after the fact. And If you're watching on YouTube, you can look underneath in the links. If you're listening on the podcast, you can go to wellwomanlife.com/podcast to find the latest episode, and all the links will be there. I want to thank you so much, Suchinda, for being on the show today.
Oops, you're cutting up, Jemana.
Yeah, I think it was cutting up.
Okay, I didn't hear that last.
I just was thanking you for being on the show today.
And thank you. And I just want to remind you and the listeners about the sound healing thing that I sent, the little, the little gift that I sent.
Yes.
For them to make use of, as you can, like, you know, do the toning in the shower while driving. You can do it like anytime while you're walking and just have fun with it. And it's a deeply healing, very deeply healing exercise and balancing and so on.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And that's available for free to download at wellwomanlife.com/podcast and just look for Suchinda's interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure meeting with you.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your Well Woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join us. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @WellWomanLife. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.